As Earl mentioned, U.S. military planes were among the first to land at the city's airport after the storm. America's involvement in the relief effort isn't surprising, given our nation's long relationship with the Philippines, which I could use a refresher on. So for today's The World That Was, Chris Wolf, the world's history guy, is with me. And remind us, Chris, how far back the U.S. interests go in the Philippines.
We're looking at the late 19th century, the classic age of great power politics, and a lot of U.S. naval thinkers are trying to figure out ways to project U.S. power into the Pacific and into the Atlantic, both to protect the U.S. coastline from invasion or insult, and to protect U.S. commerce and generally just establish the flag in an age where empires are going around establishing the flag all over the place. Spain at the time occupied the Philippines, and come the Spanish-American War, the American Navy's ready, willing, and able to go kick them out and seize the Philippines. But that doesn't go down too well.
I can imagine. Now the U.S. plants a flag. Does this mean that Philippines kind of becomes an early American colony?
To all intents and purposes, yes. But there was kind of like this understanding that the Philippine nationalists who had been fighting the Spanish for independence would get some bigger say. They didn't. And obviously this creates a lot of resentment and actually leads to a pretty prolonged, tough jungle insurgency in the early 1900s against the Philippine nationalists.
So there's this jungle insurgency. When did the United States fully gain control?
In the early 1900s, a little over 100 years ago, but you know, gradually there's accommodation with increasing amounts of local self-government, which helped stabilize the country. But the big turning point was World War II, when the Filipinos and the Americans fought side by side against the Japanese. The Americans got a whole new respect for the Philippine people from that experience. MacArthur was famously kicked out and then returned.
Not too far from the center point of this massive typhoon.
That's right. The famous I Shall Return beach was Leyte, which is not far from Cebu, which has been principally devastated by the typhoon now.
What happened with the Philippines during the Cold War? Did it become a pawn?
Yeah, well, let's just back up slightly. Yes, because of this new respect, the Americans granted the Philippines independence in 1946, but keeping hold of those vital naval and air bases that they'd had since the beginning, which is one of the main reasons that they'd gone in the first place. And those bases provided a huge amount of support for first the Korean War and then the Vietnam War. Millions of Americans passed through Subic Bay and Clark Air Base and other places en route to Southeast Asia, or flew missions out of there in support of the war in Southeast Asia. And in fact, you know, these became small American towns with movies, movie theaters, malls, and ballparks, the whole nine yards.
What about now? What's the U.S.-Philippines relationship about right now? And do you find it surprising that the support has been so quick?
Yeah, those bases led to quite a lot of like residual anti-colonial sentiment, and eventually in 1991-92, the Philippine Senate suddenly vetoed a renewal of the bases agreement, and the bases closed very quickly. Things have moved back again since 9/11. The U.S. has been cultivating relationship with the Philippines again by providing assistance against the Muslim insurgency in the south, which has connections to al-Qaeda. And then more recently with the dispute with China over sovereignty of the South China Sea. And so as of last year, the Americans are coming back to, on a semi-permanent basis, to the old naval base at Subic Bay.
Although it has to be said, with millions of people affected by this typhoon, the Navy's going there to help. The U.S. Navy's going to help people in need.
Right. And they can do great things. Their helicopters can help move supplies quickly. They have one of the most critical advantages they can bring is that they can actually make clean water, which, as we've been hearing, has been a critical issue right now, just the access to clean water for the typhoon survivors.
The world's Chris Wolf with today's installment of The World That Was. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.